WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston.
I look out the window and you see the reflection of the light from the rescue helicopters on the water.
That woman lives in Arlington, Virginia, not far from where an Army Black Hawk helicopter and a passenger jet that had started its flight in Wichita, Kansas, collided overnight. 300 rescue crew members are on the scene. So was ABC's Whit Johnson.
We know that collision happened as an American Airlines flight was making its approach for landing, then hitting that Black Hawk helicopter. 60 passengers, four crew members were on board the plane. We know that three Army soldiers were on board that helicopter. So far, officials say there is no word of any survivors, and they are recovering victims.
Among those on that flight, members of the U.S. figure skating team who had competed in the national championships in Wichita last weekend. The NTSB is investigating the cause of the collision. This is ABC News. Facebook parent company Meta has agreed to pay $25 million to settle a lawsuit filed by President Trump over the suspension of his accounts. New research putting a spotlight on food for your brain.
Along with its well-known health benefits, a new study suggesting the Mediterranean diet could be a powerful tool for keeping the mind sharp. Researchers studying over 2,700 Hispanic and Latino participants, finding a strong link between the Mediterranean diet and brain health. Those who ate more whole grains, fish, and olive oil while cutting back on red meat and saturated fats had better preserved brain tissue seen in MRI scans. Scientists say this may improve brain organization and communication, potentially lowering the risk of cognitive decline. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The building blocks for life may have come from space. Samples pulled from an asteroid found amino acids and nitrogen. NASA researchers say that could mean they were deposited on Earth by an ancient asteroid strike. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm planning our family vacation and need a pet sitter.
We use a house sitter from Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, they're local, dependable, and totally spoil our pets. When we get home, our house is just as it was when we left, and our dogs are happy. And the daily messages with pictures really gives us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. Freebellyrubs.com.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The Night Agent is a show we've talked about periodically on Nightlight. The second season just dropped on Netflix, and lots of people seem to be finding it. The spy drama drew 14 million viewers in its first 5 days, and according to TheWrap.com, landed in the top 10 most viewed shows in 90 countries. The plot finds an FBI agent sitting in a room in the basement of the White House monitoring a phone that supposedly never rings. Until it does, and a conspiracy unfolds. Great premise, and a pretty good show. If you like heist films, you might enjoy the film Den of Thieves 2, Pantera. Gerard Butler is back playing Big Nick, an L.A. County Sheriff's detective, in the follow-up to the first Den of Thieves from 2018. O'Shea Jackson Jr. is also back as bad guy Donnie Wilson, trying to evade Big Nick, who tracks him across Europe. Jackson's character disappeared at the end of Den of Thieves 1, leaving the story ripe for sequel. The film could be 15 minutes shorter, but does deliver with some high-speed thrills and gunfights through beautiful settings in Europe. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Badgers stunned in Maryland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's basketball, the number 17th ranked Badgers ran into a buzzsaw, losing on the road at Maryland, 76-68. The Terrapins have now won six of their last seven games. The Badgers have lost two of their last three. Greg Gard asked, why does it seem as teams always seem to go into a slump this time of the year?
I don't worry about other years, Mike. On to the next game. We got to get ready for Northwestern, making sure we keep getting better.
They play the Wildcats Saturday afternoon at 1 in Evanston. The Badgers women's team with an 82-75 upset win at home over Michigan. Head coach Marissa Mosley responding to allegations from former player Tess Towers that she was wrongfully accused of fighting during a practice, left behind on a team trip, and mistreated by the coaching staff.
I have fully participated in the university's procedures in regard to this matter. I feel like at this time, I think that that's all that really needs to be said.
That's the Badger women's head coach, Marissa Mosley, with sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy with upper 20s in the overnight, a light southerly breeze. Sunshine, lower 50s for your Thursday. Southwest winds will be a little gusty. Thursday night, there will be a chance of rain. Lows will drop to near freezing. Currently 26 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as things get cheesy for what's worse, blue cheese or American cheese. The controversy continues. You weigh in. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by John Peterson and Gordy Young in association with John and Gordy Productions, Civic Media, and your Uncle Steve. Side effects may include nausea, uncontrollable laughter, and the desire to throw your radio into Lake Mendota. Now, here they are, John and Gordy. We're sorry.
Well, apologies not accepted. 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
Good Thursday morning to you.
Yeah, yeah, it's my new morning.
Yeah?
I have my haircut.
You did?
Yeah, sure.
Looks good. I noticed you didn't, Gordy.
No, I didn't.
See? It's a good haircut. Well, yeah, you know, the hairstylist did a fantastic job.
Yeah, it looks
and,
good.
She put gel on it. At the very end, to kind of, you know, to keep it in place when I left. But I couldn't believe what you did. You know, it's like, ripples and just beautiful sculpted areas of the back of my head and side. And I'm thinking, how did you do that? You know, it's like some kind of Roman sculpture, you know, where they...
It looks the same, just shorter, John.
No, well, today it does, but yeah. When I walked out of there, you know, yesterday, I don't know what she did.
You
but
some product in your hair?
I said, could you make it permanent like this? She said, well, no, it's why you need me.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Looks good.
Well, you know, thanks. Yeah. You know. I managed to get it dry today and come into work.
Okay.
So, took a lot less time because it's shorter now. Mm. All right. Go ahead.
No, I'm fine. You could go on.
All right. No,
did you
no
tip,
I'm not going to go
her,
on. Of course I did.
Okay.
Whole 25%.
Okay.
Here, I'm kind of stuck with that.
You're a big tipper.
Well, I'm a big tipper because that was my son's hairstylist, which I absorbed accidentally. I didn't know it. And they're having like, you know, this great discussion thing. Every time he goes to get a haircut now, they have this fantastic discussion. She really likes Brett a lot. And she said, geez, he's great. He knows his politics. We always have, not debates, but we have great discussions about politics. And she just really loves Brett. And she recognized Brett as my son when I went in to see her for the very first time. We're just sitting, chatting, you know, as we always do with our hairstylist. And she says, do you know Brett? And I said, yeah, how do you? Well, it sounds like you know Brett because Brett talks just like you. and you're a close family, and he likes staying at home, and you just said you really love having your kids at home, and they're adults, and I just put one and one together, and that's it.
Figured it out.
Yeah, and it's like now this kind of family thing, even though they're not dating or anything, it's just, you know.
Just friends.
It's just weird. It's a neighborhood thing.
Okay.
You know, these small towns, you know, like Middleton, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
So maybe a budding romance down the road?
Well, you never know. You know, I think he was going to go out with her, but didn't end up going out with her. So
Valentine's Day is coming up, so, you know. There's an opportunity, perhaps.
Yes, on a fake holiday. That's what I would do. I'd...
To you, every holiday is a fake holiday. Even your anniversary is like a fake holiday to you.
Well, it is. You know, we made that ourselves. Who, you know, who cares about it, right? So, okay. No, we never miss a honeymoon holiday.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, it's something else.
It's a tradition.
It really is. It is. Okay. It's a big tradition.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Weather-wise today, boy, it's starting to heat up. Spring is right around the corner, apparently.
Hey, we grilled out.
Huh? Did
we
you?
We grilled out yesterday, yes.
You grilled out.
What? Oh, we made at least 2 dozen brats.
No, 2 dozen? There's only 4 of you.
It's not that we eat that much.
6 apiece.
Yeah. No, we just, you know, we eat what we can, and then we freeze the rest, and then we heat them up in the microwave and have brats for the rest of the month.
Okay, well, good. Well, today would be another great day to, you know,
perfect
fire
day for
it up.
That, yeah.
It's kind of chilly right now, 28 degrees, but it's nice and clear, and we're expecting a lot of sunshine today. What will be the afternoon high?
I wonder, you know. We haven't really got out our balls lately.
Really?
So,
let's fire up the lottery ball machine. Get those balls rolling around.
Yeah, those balls are dangling in that cage.
Okay, first number is 5. Second number is 2.
They're there. Yeah.
52 degrees for a high today.
Oh, yeah.
Get ready for that.
Love looking at those balls.
Okay.
All right. So...
Yeah,
we've got some big topics today. We've got Busted Pencils coming up at 6:35.
Yeah, Tim Slecker.
Yeah. Mark that down. Mm-hmm. Stay in your car, whatever you're going to do.
Okay.
We've got some big topics during that. We've got the big story, and we've got other big stories because it just never ends now because this is the fire hose of the Trump administration. They're just drowning us in a total mess of chaos. This is just awful. It really is.
Hard to keep up.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It seems like there's breaking news every 5 minutes.
Hey, you know, I just got an idea.
What's that?
Let's spitball it right here live on the air for our listeners to kind of get in on if they can make suggestions. But what was the villainous organization in Get Smart?
Chaos?
Yes. I guess we could probably get some drops from that.
Oh, from Get Smart?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be good.
Because this would be perfect for the next
chaos.
4 years.
Yes. Right? All right. Well, we'll work on that.
We'll
workshop that. Running around the table.
I'm sure we
get
will.
Get the flagpole ready.
We do this
up the flagpole
a lot. And nothing ever happens.
Nothing
comes
ever
of it.
Happens.
All right.
Let's get to the National Day calendar. It's all about food today. So, which one of these food things does not belong in the National Day calendar today? Is it National Sausage and Eggs Day? National Soda Pop Day? National Bacon Day? Or National Croissant Day? Which one of those does not belong?
Not National Bacon Day.
Well, you're right. It's not National Bacon Day.
Because bacon is way too high. You know, the price is just outrageous. I can't buy bacon anymore. Oh, that Trump, he's right about everything.
It's actually not National Sausage and Eggs Day either.
Oh.
It's also not National Soda Pop Day.
So there's one thing.
It's only one day today. It's National Croissant Day.
Oh.
Where's Julian?
Oh, Julian has to get in on
that
this.
The one that I sent you yesterday is all about that, if you can find that. The open.
What did you send me yesterday?
I sent you that whole list of 6 or 7 different long form.
We do have Julian here to tell us how to properly pronounce the word croissant.
That's it.
All right. Here we go.
In French, this dish or pastry is called croissant. Croissant in English. Croissant. Croissant.
His voice is so
sweet. Here are more videos on how to pronounce more confusing words and names too many mispronounced.
Quite
suave. Words.
Will appreciate your support.
Wow.
Yeah.
Croissant.
Very
croissant.
Romantically explained.
Croissant.
You know, I felt like he was just whispering it in our ears.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Very relaxing.
Very soft.
I went through a traumatic experience. We used to do the Ovens of Brittany commercials at the radio station I was working at. What a great restaurant. I mean, you know, Ovens of Brittany was just fantastic. Mm-hmm. And they made the best croissants in town. And because we did the ads, we had to say croissant the right way. You know, you can't say it the way I'm saying it right now.
No.
It's got to be croissant.
Croissant.
That's how we had to say it.
Yeah, that's, yes.
So all of a sudden, you were sitting, you know, stop into the Evans of Brittany for the best croissants. It just sounds stupid.
Yeah.
It was on some public radio, right? I just hate that.
Sam, we got anything in the history books today?
Oh, boy, we've got a lot in the history books.
Yeah, let's go.
Dial up the internet version today.
Okay. Ah, that sounds great.
Oh, we got a fast connection today. All yeah. right.
That's a fast connection.
Yeah. So, I remember, like, just briefly hearing about this when I was in high school, but I didn't realize, like, how crazy of a situation that this was. Today, in 1835, Andrew Jackson, he was the president, he narrowly escapes an assassination attempt. A guy with two pistols comes up to him. He tries to shoot him with the first one. It wow. misfires.
Oh, no.
He tries to shoot him with the second one. It misfires. And then Andrew Jackson, he's pretty mad at this guy, so he starts beating him up. He gets into a fight with him, and then eventually some other people who Jackson is with has to pull him away, and he's arrested.
Well, wow. Andrew Jackson, a tough guy.
What a character.
Yeah. What a character.
What a guy. Interesting
yeah.
guy.
Yeah.
Today in 1873, Around the World in 80 Days was published for the first time.
Hmm.
How fast do you think you could get around the world today?
I don't know, but I thought the movie was too long.
Did it take 80
like about
days
80
to watch?
Days. Yeah.
Yeah. Today in 1948, Gandhi was assassinated.
Yeah.
Guy who led India to independence.
Right.
Big deal. And we've got quite a few birthdays here today. It's FDR's birthday, and on this day in 1946, the first Roosevelt dimes entered circulation.
Yeah.
For his birthday.
That's great, isn't it? I mean, one of the great presidents.
Yeah, very true. Is he the most recent president to be on U.S. currency?
Boy.
Well, Kennedy's on the half dollar.
Oh, is he?
Yeah,
JFK.
Right. Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've seen a half dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you... Didn't you know that?
Yeah. They don't get used very much.
Right,
no.
Right.
You're right.
It's actor Gene Hackman's birthday. Mm-hmm. It's Dick Cheney's birthday. And we've got a little birthday song for him in just a minute.
Oh, really? Great. Does it have something to do with shooting his hunting partner?
The face?
What's the story behind that?
Oh.
Really? You don't know that one?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Come in
yeah.
and sit down,
to me,
Sam.
Okay, to me, Dick Cheney...
That's a wonderful story you tell before the fireplace.
Yeah, I'm young enough that, to me, Dick Cheney is a historical figure, not somebody who I have lived with in politics.
He went out bird shooting
uh-huh.
with his shotgun, and he had a partner with him.
And he kind of swung around the wrong way.
Oh, my...
He shot his partner in the face.
God.
Partner was okay.
He lived. He was all right.
Oh, yeah.
He
obviously grazed him, but oh, my
grazed
God.
Grazed him.
Jesus.
Well, wow. Shotgun shot is not the greatest thing in the world.
Sure, it wasn't fun. No.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, that was Dick Cheney. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Birthdays?
Like I said, we've got a lot of birthdays. Well, it's Phil Collins' birthday. We'll hear some of his music in a little bit. Mm-hmm. And Christian Bale's birthday, born today in 1974.
You know, Anna in Madison texted us and said the Evans of Brittany also had the best morning buns. And they really did. You know, just the right amount of sugar and cinnamon. It was just perfect.
What happened to Evans of Brittany?
So they were good.
It was such a great place.
Oh, I know. A great place on State Street here. I mean, you know. That was the place to go. Mm. One was out at Hilldale.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, that was a great one. A lot of meetings out there for some reason with the radio stations. They love that place.
Well, you can call us or text us and let us know what's going on in your world today. 608-879-8255 is our number, 879-TALK, or just text us on the Civic Media app.
Yes.
And we will be back with more right around the corner on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Happy birthday, Dick.
Your birthday is today.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay. Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If the weather has you thinking, I can't wait until spring, you may want to check out the library's packets of seeds you can plant right now. The flowering grass seeds are native Wisconsin plants, which means these are perfect to start growing over the winter. Also growing this program. You can stop in at 8 Madison area libraries to pick up some seeds for free. And though you don't need a library card, you may want one to grab a gardening book to read. Miss this free seed opportunity? No worries. Libraries across the city will switch the collection to native vegetable and herb seeds, perfect for your summer garden. Learn more from a story on our website at civicmedia.us. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX. And this is the show that has John and Gordy on it. I'm John Peterson.
And I'm Gordy Young.
Yeah.
Thanks for reminding everybody. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Yeah. You can sleep better. You can dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Check out their east side location or west side location, or just go online to verlo.com. Okay?
Yeah, I was just thinking, if I had a restaurant, it would be my famous French toast.
Yes.
I suppose you serve anything besides French toast?
No.
French toast?
Well, I make some great Swedish meatballs.
You should open a food cart, John.
No, it's I can't take the abuse from students down here. But I it would be a French toast restaurant, and I would have Frenchie, the French toast mascot.
A big slice of French toast. Mascot guy.
And I know just who to put in the outfit.
Oh, Sam. No, not again.
Sam was
Frenchie, the French toast slice.
John, you don't understand how traumatic it is to be a mascot.
If you get hit by a plow, that that would be traumatic.
That's what happened to you, huh? Yeah. That taught you a lesson, huh?
Yeah.
Well, at least not to dress up as a mattress in a blizzard and stand next to the road. Mm. Yes.
Maybe that wasn't a smart thing to do. Was that where you were supposed to station yourself?
Well, yeah, because we were the idea is to like get cars to drive into.
So you wave them in. And stuff.
Right.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
I mean, if you just saw somebody wearing a mattress costume, wouldn't you just immediately turn hard to the right and see what they're doing?
Yeah, I'd pull over. And.
But if it was a blizzard, why were people out driving around anyway?
That's a good question.
Are they going to go buy a mattress in the middle of a blizzard?
Well, yeah, our sales weren't quite what we had anticipated that day.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't work out sometimes. The weather doesn't, cooperate, as they say.
Right.
Here's a story that I never got to, and there was good reason for it. So I'm going to put it here.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. It's the Guardian had a little feature in their newspaper, and it was called "Unleash Your Masculine Energy: The Mark Zuckerberg Way."
Oh God.
And they have a couple of tips here, 5 tips on how to do that. Thicken your neck. At one point during their conversation with, Rogan, stops to admire Zucker's neck.
What?
Joe Rogan admired Zucker's neck. which apparently is a lot bigger than it used to be. So they were comparing the thickness of their necks.
Okay.
You know, Joe Rogan is so short and so ridiculously small.
Yeah, he's like 4'8" or something. Just little guy.
Now, if you're a balding guy, sometimes it makes you look like Mr. Clean, you know, Mr. Big muscular guy. But wow, he is a very short guy. Okay, number two, fawn over thin-skimmed presidents. Thick necks are important for fighting, but they're also a must-have when you're when you've made a habit of bowing down to Donald Trump the way that Zuckerberg has. Okay, that's tip two. How to be masculine. Kill some wild pigs.
Sounds like something RFK would do.
This is number three. Zuckerberg likes to kill the feral pigs in Hawaii with a bow and arrow.
Oh, God.
While Rogan likes to use a rifle. So there you go. That's the manly thing. Unleash your masculine energy the Mark Zuckerberg way.
We were talking about Dick Cheney a couple of minutes ago, and Pete has sent us a text that says, you skipped over my favorite part of the Dick Cheney shooting story. If you remember, after things settled down, the guy that was shot actually apologized to the vice president for ruining his shot. Yes, that's true.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Number four.
Unleashing your
masculine energy. I know this is important. Throw your former female colleagues under the bus. Mr. Zuckerberg blamed his former chief operating officer, Sheryl Sandberg, for an initiating at Facebook the self-expression in the workplace order. Now, you don't want self-expression in the workplace. That is not something that is good. So, he railed on her. Find a posse. This is last one here. Find a posse of other manly men to hang out with. Rumor has it that Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and Mark Zuckerberg might all sit together at Trump's inauguration, which they did, by the way.
Wow.
So, that's the tips from The Guardian on how to be manly and use that masculine energy to your benefit.
Well, those are some good starter ideas, I think.
Well, throw your female colleagues under the bus.
If you really need to, you know, prove you're a man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good ideas. Jeez.
not a good idea.
No, not at all.
Not a good idea.
Not at all.
Okay. But feel free to, you know, give us a call, suggestions on how men can unleash their masculine. I'm sure we'll get a lot of suggestions from women on how to do that.
Oh, absolutely.
By the way, the proper and right way for them.
Yeah.
The way they would like to see a manly man unleash his masculine. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, okay.
Yeah, we're open to suggestions.
Yeah, we've got a Civic Media app. All you have to do is text us or give us a call one way or another, and we'll grill you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll throw you under the bus for your suggestion.
That's right. Let's see. We've got Tim Slecker coming up in just a few minutes. If you'd like to ask questions about education, what?
I would be promoting some of the stuff that we have coming up on the show, except I have my donut on the outline. And I didn't want to pick up the donut, and I, you know, where am I going to put the damn donut?
Is there a big grease stain on it now on the paper?
Well, yeah, the big circular.
Did you put it in the microwave like I suggested?
No,
did that help?
Good. It's good this way.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a plain donut.
It's stale, isn't it?
Could have a little more nutmeg in it, but I'm okay with it. It's good with coffee.
Okay.
Some of the stories that we do have coming up. Bodily autonomy. It's a big issue. It was brought up during the hearings for RFK Jr.
Oh, boy.
Did you watch any of that?
I did. They were grilling him.
There was some weird stuff in there.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we've got some of that coming up.
And Governor Pritzker got angry and mad at Trump for lying again about what happened to Medicaid.
Mm-hmm. But next, as we mentioned before, Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils talking about edumacation right here on John and Gordy in the Morning.
No.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Every farmer listening knows the definition of sustainability changes by the individual. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And it's that very concept that's got Grande Cheese allowing producers to direct what sustainability means to them. Dr. Paul Repnicki is a veterinarian and director of sustainability at Grande Cheese. This week, during a carbon credit conference in Madison, he talked about their philosophy on sustainability and why they follow farmers.
We understand that our producers are the experts in the environmental space. I mean, dairy farmers are the ultimate environmentalists, from being good land stewards to caring for their animals to efficient use of byproducts and incorporating byproduct feeds. So our position is we entrust that our farmers are going to come up with the innovative solutions, right? So we support farmer-led initiatives in this space, recognizing the expertise of our farmers to bring to us the innovation and the technologies rather than a top-down approach by us prescribing specific production practices.
Dr. Paul Repnicki, he's a veterinarian and director of sustainability with Grande Cheese. He says right now Grande Cheese is not formally involved in any programs, instead watching farmers develop their own. Markets in overnight electronic trade on a Thursday morning are not developing. Lots of red ink on the board. Numbers are next.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hold out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And five modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese was unchanged at 186.5. 40-pound block cheese, that gained 4 to 193. Double-A butter was down 4, 246 a pound. This morning, the Class 3 milk that goes into cheese for February, up a nickel right now at 2039. March is up 8 at 2010. December new crop corn's down a penny at 465. November new crop beans are down 4 at 1059. July new crop wheat down a penny at 586. Just a quick market snapshot. I'm PM Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Sunshine and warm today with a high in the mid-50s. A mostly cloudy sky tonight, a low near 30, and more sun and in the mid-40s for tomorrow. Some clouds on Saturday, high upper 30s with some snow showers Saturday night.
Currently, it's 26.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
To Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie yet?
Oh, yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I love the pizza.
Pizza is ridiculous. That crust.
Right, and they have 48
beers on tap, yeah, and a great selection of wines.
And the atmosphere.
Not only is the restaurant gorgeous.
That room with
the giant,
giant windows
that open, yeah, and they won a Best of Madison Gold Award this year.
I love
Sugar River Pizza on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie.
You took the words right out of my
mouth.
Yep. SugarRiverPizza.com.
Oh, so you have heard of it.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Angela Lang from Block Black Leaders Organizing Communities joins me to talk about not good test scores coming out of the city of Milwaukee. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 11.
92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. Normally, we would have Tim Slecker here from Busted Pencils.
But woke up not feeling great this morning, so
yeah, we just got to
take
message.
The day off.
Sent me an email with three words, sick in bed, period.
Okay.
It works out like that.
Hope he gets better soon.
Yeah, yeah, which means Idiocracy is here.
It's back.
It's back again, and we're going to have to talk about some of the crazy things in Idiocracy.
Have we got anything to talk about in Idiocracy today?
I don't know.
It's been so calm lately.
It's hard to find that kind of
stuff. Nothing going on, really.
Do you have the theme or anything like that?
I couldn't tell if that's what you were angling for.
Yes, it is.
There it is.
Yeah.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Now listen, Grapehead, I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
You calling me a liar?
I ain't calling you a truther.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, you know, projecting your masculinity. The Zuckerberg way. We're kind of back to that bad story that I don't want to get to. This time, I've got some European responses to all of this. I'll tie this all together magically, all right?
Okay, can't wait.
like Wonder Woman's lasso. I am going to bring some truth and tie this all together for everyone listening this morning.
All right. Okay. All right.
Zuckerberg is going to throw three big Sieg Heils now just to prove how masculine he really is. And this kind of gets projected into the European Union a little bit here because of, you know, what Elon has done, mm-hmm. The support he's thrown toward very right-wing Nazi groups in Germany. So anyway... Other European leaders are responding to Zuckerberg and Meta. You know, they have it there, and they're not happy with Zuckerberg's new rules and regulations, and they haven't exactly installed them in some of the European countries, but they're responding to this. And let's hear, this is cut 112, and cue up 113 after that, but 112 is the European Parliament representative for Spain, Laura Cereza, and she had this message to the American social media companies, including Zuckerberg. Let's listen.
And to Musk, Zuckerberg and company, in Europe we have a market of millions of users that provide money to your companies, yes, but we also love protecting our citizens and democracies by making laws. If you don't like it, you can always leave and take it or leave it. You can always take your Nazi salutes and your masculine energy and go back home. Viva Europa, hoy más que nunca. Muchas gracias.
Yes, mic drop. There it is.
Okay. Just, you don't like it? Get out.
I'd like to I didn't throw this in with the rest of today in history, but I'd like to mention, today in 1933, Hitler was named the Chancellor of Germany.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. And everything slowly went south from there. Mm. Yeah.
Took a while, but yes.
Yep. This is from Anders Vistisen, European Parliament member from Denmark. He showed some proper masculine energy in this statement. Let's listen.
Dear President Trump, listen very carefully. Greenland have been part of the Danish kingdom for 800 years. It's an integrated part of our country. It is not for sale. Let me put it in words you might understand. Mr. Trump, f*** off.
Wow, okay. I guess that's pretty straightforward.
Well, isn't it just amazing, right?
That's an official statement.
You normally don't hear this kind of stuff from Europeans. A little more proper, you know.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. It's just amazing stuff. Anyway, that's all I have on Zuckerberg this morning.
We've got some suggestions going back to your story about how to be a better or how to be a more masculine man.
Oh, okay.
John in Madison says, knit or crochet a case for your rifle.
Okay.
He also says, recite Byron's poem, We Shall Go No More. No more Goa roaming at the senior center.
That's right. That'd be great. Great stuff. And
we got some news stories covered on Dom's show last. I was filling on Dom's show last night.
Can you explain what we're seeing
two of the
here?
Big stories he was talking about? The new press secretary. Her name escapes me right now. One of the things she said in like her first press conference was that Doge had found that $50 million worth of condoms were headed to Gaza, which obviously is not true. There's no truth whatsoever to that.
Reading The Onion.
Yeah, exactly. The bigger story he was covering last night. So ICE is out in force rounding up people they claim to be illegal immigrants and detaining them. There was a story out of Milwaukee. A toddler, his mother and his grandmother were speaking Spanish in a department store and were arrested, brought in for questioning, and then they had to prove that they were all American citizens, and then they had to pay for their own ride back home.
What? Wow. I did not hear that. In Milwaukee. Happened.
Just because they were speaking Spanish.
Yes. Apparently that's probable cause now, apparently.
There are agents around at the time when these innocent people were speaking Spanish, and then they were hauled off for speaking Spanish?
Yeah.
I would not go into school where they had Spanish courses. please.
My God.
We're indoctrinating kids to speak Spanish in our schools. We have to block that now.
And this happened at a department store?
Yeah, right. I haven't like read the original source material. I believe the news team was working on translating the story from a Telemundo TV station as well. But my knowledge of it is all from Dom's show last night.
Okay. You can give us a call, 608-879-8255, or text us on the Civic Media app. Always happy to hear what you're up to this morning.
Yeah.
All right.
There's an attack on empathy. You know, the Republicans attacked empathy a long time back, and they have not let go. It's still out there. Ben Garrett, Christian husband and father, deacon of Refuge Church in Ogden, Utah, and co-host of Haunted Cosmos, posted this: do not commit the sin of empathy. This snake is God's enemy and yours too. She hates God and his people. You need to properly hate in response. She is not merely deceived, but a deceiver. Your eye shall not pity. And this is, I believe, the bishop's speech that she gave to Trump. This is in regards to that. There was empathy brought into that. And reader context was added to this quote because it's important to at least correct this. Empathy is not a sin. In fact, humility, generosity, and kindness are three of the seven heavenly virtues.
There you go.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right,
I want to get to
something really strange, and this is from The Blaze. This is a right-wing broadcast channel, news station, I guess.
Glenn Beck's network, right?
Yes, yes. And Steve Deese trumped Trump with this: as the dictator, the war is on. Let's check. This is cut 132, and it's hard to even imagine this, but go ahead.
Perhaps no order was more cathartic and emotional than this one.
So this is January 6th, and these are the hostages, approximately 1,500 for a pardon.
Yes.
Full pardon.
Yes, Donald Trump pardoned or commuted the sentences of every single J6er caught up in the tyrannical attack on their freedoms. Grandmas, grandpas, mothers, fathers who are in the targets and the crosshairs of the vicious, corrupt Justice Department for years.
Wow.
They're all now free. As Donald Trump made it clear, in no uncertain terms, sitting behind the appropriately named Resolute Desk, the era of Biden's feebleness and corruption is over, as Trump fired the first volley into a full frontal assault on the corruption and abuses of his predecessor.
To paraphrase Trump's Uber fan, Kid Rock, dude came in like a train that rolls hard, letting off much steam. Now it's Trump, you know, so he's not wearing dusty flannel and cutoff jeans, baby. The amount of power wielded yesterday, the most we have seen maybe in one day in the modern history of the presidency, was texting with several friends and little birdies and contacts last night. And several of those are in the Trump administration. And one of them sent back to me a one word text. War. The Democratic Party started this war. The level of rancor and division and coercion that has and targeting. We should mention that, too, that has gone on in our politics and our culture has reached now cold civil war levels. Wow. What you saw yesterday was a counter declaration of war. The right finally, is now fully engaged in the cold civil war. Now, the battle plan comes in the form of these executive actions and orders the president issued yesterday. And if you look at them from a tactical, let's take away the principle for a second and just look at it tactically.
All right.
Tactically, he bombarded the left on so many different fields of ideological and philosophical battle, all simultaneously, unlike anything really we've ever seen, could have maybe even imagined. I think that these are intended kind of be the come and take it of public policy. I think that this is the equivalent of Dirty Harry saying yesterday, go ahead, make my day. Rather than one policy or one issue or one speech the enemy can key on, I mean, this what you saw was a political D-Day. I mean, this is the largest amphibious assault of public policy that we have ever seen. And it's what was needed to counter the biggest invasion and infestation of our culture and institutions we've ever suffered and seen.
Infestation, yeah.
I think what was declared yesterday in the inaugural speech by Trump that was more a criminal indictment before the world of the traitors who intentionally tried to ruin our way of life.
We're traitors.
January 20th is going to be a day long remembered. For the first time, it seems now our side is now fully committed to victory. You don't get to drop nuclear bombs on your neighbor and then come back and say, psych. Nope. I mean, this is we crossed the ravine and then we burned the boats, man, and burned the monkey bridge. We can't go back if we want to. And as a result, we blew up the Death Star. We have finally fully joined the war. The rebellion is now on. And that's what took me from, listen, we got to vote Trump because we know he's better than the communists, to being like fully invested. And then yesterday confirmed for me that this is the right investment.
Okay, wait, who was this? My head exploded a long time ago. Okay, this was from The Blaze.
The Blaze, he's a host there, and that was his rant. And that's, and by the way, that's just how they think.
Yes.
And I've heard that, bits and pieces of that on the right.
Sounds like
the last
Brad Schimmel.
5 or 6 months.
Sounds like Brad Schimmel's comment that came out a couple days ago.
Yes, I do have that. Dan Schaefer posted that cut.
Right.
And we'll get to that later on. But yeah, it's just an amazing rant. And that's how they look at us. I mean, we are vermin. We have infested this country. I don't know where you go there.
What is the background of The Blaze or this guy, Steve Deese? Do you have any idea?
The Blaze was started by Glenn Beck, who's a right-wing commentator on radio. He had a TV show for a while, and he started his own network. And they're all far, far right.
Yeah.
Extremists.
And that's all they do.
The land of far, far away.
It's just what they propaganda. Do.
By the way, we should update everybody, in case you haven't heard some breaking news from overnight. At least last night, an airline crash in Potomac. There was actually a midair collision with an Army chopper. They've now turned that in from a... it's a rescue operation, but they're saying there are apparently no survivors from this. And I'm sure much more will be coming up on through this throughout the day.
So a passenger plane and a helicopter.
Right. They've already recovered 30 bodies. And part of the plane was coming from Kansas City. Figure skating, ice skating team was on board there. Yes. I think something more like 60 people on that plane, or a little bit more than that. And a couple of Russian figure skaters also in that group. But they'll have more on ABC News at the top of the hour, I'm sure. And we've got more right around the corner.
We do.
Right? Coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods,
to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Burlow Mattress is more than just another mattress store. They're building better sleep for Dane County with handcrafted mattresses made to order right in Madison. And since they live there too, they make every dollar spent matter, actively partnering to benefit the community. You may even see Maddie the mattress mascot bouncing with joy around town. In this new year, get what you deserve. A mattress that supports your dreams. American made, locally crafted. Burlow. Still putting off that deep clean? Let HS Pristine Clean take it off your to-do list. With over 20 years of meticulous cleaning experience, they make your home sparkle without the hassle. Call 920-932-0000 today. Why wait?
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's east side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
And this particular portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. You can check them out on Madison's east side or west side, or go to verlo.com and ask about their lifetime comfort guarantee.
All right. Well, this is a story that I put off and I put off and I forgot about.
Well, what happened?
But it's I think it was one of the most revealing and more riveting stories about the release of the January 6th insurrectionists. You probably heard about it. I want to play the full cut in regards to this. It is a son of one of the J6 insurrectionists. He turned in his dad, and his dad is not happy about that. And of course, now the son, because his dad was released willy-nilly, I mean, he didn't expect this, and all of a sudden he's faced with the possibility of his dad coming back in some way, shape, or form, maybe to just yell at him, or maybe something worse. But this is an interview that he had, and I want you to check this out. This is the ramification, the unintended consequences of acting as irresponsible as Trump did, just releasing the January 6th insurrectionists, because he just didn't want to go one by one by one to figure out who should be released and who isn't. Oh, release them all. So this is what you get. Let's listen to it.
Trump is announcing pardons for January 6th defendants. That this could include your father, who's serving a six-year sentence, a six-and-a-half-year sentence as we speak. What's your reaction?
Well, I'm honestly flabbergasted that we've gotten to this point. I mean, I'm terrified. I don't know what I'm going to do. I've taken as many precautions as I could recently. I've picked up a gun. I've moved. And I've gotten myself away from what I thought would be a dangerous situation and staying where I thought my dad could find me, or other people, you know, people that are going to feel so validated by these actions, by this pardon. I'm just so filled with paranoia about what could happen. I've been waiting all day from a call from the DOJ to just figure it out and know what to do next. 'Cause right now I don't, other than just to, you know, sit around and you know, talk about it.
I mean, you're scared. I mean, you're right. I mean, you're scared about what could happen from your father specifically or someone else.
Yeah. I don't know what other people are thinking. I don't even know what my father's thinking. I mean, I've talked to my father before, but I had thought it gotten better. And it really hadn't. My dad is still involved with these militias. He still talks with, you know, a martyr status. He has no change. He's more galvanized than ever that I've seen. My mom, too. My sisters are waiting outside the jail cell right now. And, you know, I feel for them. And I know who they are and I love them. But I can't feel safe. And I'm sure hundreds of other families, thousands of other people that have been infected by these people and their actions and what could happen when they're released. I mean, who knows? I mean, you know, my dad once called me a traitor and, you know, he said traitors get shot. So wow. That's, you know, all I can think about recently and just, yeah.
I'm sorry, Jackson. You mentioned your sisters, and I know you're one of three, and your sisters are there, and you mentioned your mom, too, and your mom and your sisters are fully on board with your father. And you talk about it really sounds like January 6th broke your family apart. Is there any way go ahead.
My father's actions coming from the Trump presidency and what he thought what he was doing was right just destroyed it. And I made a very, very disgusting decision to inform authorities about what he was doing. And I still feel horrible about it every day. And, you know, my sisters are out there right now and they're rooting for him. And, you know, I understand that. I come with a point of love towards that. Like I want to be there for them, but I can't. It just isn't safe for people like me that have done the same things I have done. To do what I thought to do to protect my family. And, you know, it's hard.
But you still love your father.
Of course. I love him. I love him. I just cannot feel safe around him. I cannot feel safe around people he knows. I cannot feel safe around the people my mother knows. You know, my mom has, you know, used my name to sit in front of a crowded room of these far right Trump supporters. And whenever she brings up my name and what I've done, the crowd will just roar in just anger about like, what the hell did that kid do? And watching being away from all this and just spectating what they're doing is just terrifying. And I can't do anything but just spectate. And I don't know.
Well, Jackson, I appreciate your talking. It matters as good people can hear it. And I know it comes not without risk and it comes at cost for you. Thank you.
So if you just release these individuals without really thinking about the ramifications of it, that's absolutely crazy. That's Jackson Reffitt, worried about what his dad is going to do or what he's thinking at this point. Another incredibly horrifying thought is what happens when ICE agents come bursting into classrooms, traumatizing the kids. I have a cut. We'll be talking about the superintendent of public schools in Ohio and what he had to say about that next hour.
Yeah, that's coming up right after the news here. Also, much more, a lot more on the top stories of the day. And ABC will have an update on that plane crash with an Army chopper coming up next. It's John and Gordy in the morning. Coming right back.
As we were saying. Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, actor Rick Overton from Groundhog Day joins me to discuss Groundhog Day. Then I'm joined by Chris Hopper and Kurt Krause from the Door County Film Festival. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. A source tells ABC that the Potomac River in Washington, D.C. right now is a gruesome scene with a large number of bodies recovered from the water following last night's mid-air collision between an Army Black Hawk helicopter and an American Airlines regional jet.
American Eagle Flight 5342 originated in Wichita 2.5 hours before the crash. It was newly introduced service.
We just celebrated 1 year of that direct flight.
Lily Wu is the mayor of Wichita.
This is truly devastating. Stating something we never expected.
The plane, a Canadair regional jet, is thought to have had 64 people, including 4 crew members on board. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The NTSB is on the scene. Tom Howder is a former investigator.
Early on like this, there's a lot of rumor, a lot of people out there saying things. We need more facts, and we don't have right yet.
A news conference being held this morning in Washington. This is ABC News.